The following program may contain content that your kids would love to hear, but you may not want them to.
And you've got to remember to not take life too seriously. Nobody gets out alive.
Most theme parks try to lure you in with adrenaline-pumping rides based on the most exciting movies ever made.
Thank goodness there's one place that's different. Highbrow Movie Theme Park. When you enter Highbrow Movie Theme Park, you'll be greeted at the gate by Macbeth, a lovable and somewhat troubled mascot.
Out! Out, damned spot!
Sorry. No dogs allowed. Then take the streetcar named Desire down Main Street and into a world of highbrow rides like the Amadeus Go-Round, the world's longest merry-go-round ride. You can't get off until it plays every composition by Amadeus Mozart.
Help, let me off! I gotta pee!
That's not very highbrow.
Oh, sorry, urinate!
That's better. Highbrow Movie Theme Park, where you'll be transported into a never-ending world of Shakespeare movies. And be sure to ride our newest ride, the Sense and Sensibility Bosom Coaster. Highbrow Movie Theme Park. Join the millions who are safe.
I don't want to go back there.
Now, I want to talk to you because you're obviously upset.
Permission is granted.
Glad I met you. I'm glad I met you, James.
I was not considering the fact that I, in fact, am the third man, capital T, capital D, capital M. But I am.
I want to show you something.
Let's take off all our clothes.
And maybe that's true. And that's what I said.
That's how we used to sing it. I'm sorry. That's just the way we used to sing it. It's the way you should sing it from now on.
But look at this. What is this?
I hate to put a negative spin on this, because it's great to drink, and everyone loves to drink.
They say you should not drink alcohol when it's so hot.
And I've talked about this, too, in the past, when I talked about soccer moms.
That was so good.
No, I didn't talk about soccer moms.
Excuse me for saying it. It's not even my place to say it.
I'm talking about soccer moms who became roller derby moms. And don't...
It was the old stuff.
And don't you think I haven't stopped. I have given up on the roller derby thing. Let's just get Pi Kim on the phone.
Wait. Where are the phones?
They took the phones. Huh?
We're not using Skype. Tonight, today, this afternoon.
You're such a hero. You're so rich. How come you're coming down here and waste your time with such a bunch of bums?
But let's not get into that. Let's not talk about me, even though it is all about me. Let's not talk about me. Let's talk about Nancy.
What did I learn as a kid on Western? You don't sell a guy one car.
But I believe that, you know, we could have a lot more fun. I'm not trying to be politically correct here either.
So I don't know, do I?
Let me have your attention for a moment.
Do what you got to do if you're a neo-postmodernist, and I know you are.
What is that?
Look, just go. Jay, the best thing to do is just Google. Google the gal.
Let's talk about something important.
I really am when it comes to this thing.
Let's talk about something important.
Just a whole nother angle just took place in my head.
Put that coffee down.
But let's forget about drugs and medicine. Let's talk about sex.
Have you made your decision for Christ?
That's going to be happening. I got some things to cover before we get there. Dirty Things Get Stiff by Frank Cotolo.
It may mean something to you. It may not. I don't know. I don't know anymore.
Does that mean that if you dirty things stand dirty?
Elizabeth is alive and she is well.
I don't believe you.
I have proof.
Proof?
In a few moments from now, she will speak to you from where she is through this electrical machine.
Where is she?
Not far from here.
Speak, and she will hear you and answer. Yes. Yes, this is Henry.
Henry, yes, I'm safe. But oh, Henry, how long? Come for me. I'm a kid. Look at me.
Elizabeth. Elizabeth. She's gone.
That is all now.
But you heard her.
Yes. She's alive. As soon as our work is completed, she will be returned to you.
Okay, here we go.
Listening to Frank Cotolo.
Look out, because here it comes. I thought I saw it coming. I just had this ringing in my ears that said, here it comes. I know I hear it. I know it's on the way. Here it comes, and I'm telling you, in this event, in that event, and in all events, certainly in this event, what is it? I think it's this, wait, in that case, in this case, and in every case, coming up. Probably one of the more serious things I ever did in my life. Without my pants. So come on! Everyone! You will be there, and we will be there with you when you are there. What is it?
Controller crackles.
Technical difficulties are beyond our control. Ask them in Chicago, ask them in Milwaukee, ask them in New Jersey, ask them, New Jersey's a state, the other ones were cities, ask them, who's the godfather of internet talk radio? It's me. Ask them in Hollywood now, too, because they know. They thought they were rid of me when I left. Now they know better. My name is Frank Cotolo, the man whose name adorns the title of the show. For the past 20-something years, I've been here on a Thursday night, and I am here again live, or live to you people who are listening elsewhere when it's rebroadcast. Don't worry about it. Now is now, and now it's time to chronicle. To Ice Cap, from Hamlet to City, from Othello and into every bordello, the bard of broadcasting, the man who gets in front of the mic, because if I get behind the mic, you don't hear me as well, but I get in front of the mic and I speak into the mic as the moment prescribes. Not like fatso guy in the afternoon, or stupid dressed up guy and half through the evening, or even the lady there, who's a very nice lady. I'm sure she's a nice lady, but we don't like her, okay? So we're here, as we always have been. And you know, we've been here before most of those Clydes, too. And certainly on the internet, because the internet is here, and it's been here. And we acknowledged it before anyone did when it came to broadcasting. Thus, I am the bard. Although I'm the bard, you know, because I've created the whole space that is the space that now is talked upon with it before they streamed out in the band. They wouldn't dare do that. You know, I'm going to do a dare here right now, and then maybe the word will get out. Here's what I'm going to do. And it's not going to happen, I know it, but, you know, maybe if you people out there did enough emails, see that? I'm not afraid of that. Oh, doing it on purpose. You got to give a rolling donut? Okay, I want everybody, if you go to a website you don't subscribe to by any talk radio guy, I don't care if they're left or right or middle or whatever they do, okay, ever, I don't care. Just send one email, and what you could do is you could just make an email, one email, and then just copy and paste it onto all the other talk show people. Now, this doesn't include Jiggy Jaguar, because nobody really cares about him anyway. I'm talking about the real AM, the real AM guys, not the fake. We're the fake ones. No, fake. We're not fake. This isn't fake broadcasting, my friends. This is the real frickin' thing, okay? Now, what I want you to do is, we tried this. Well, Jiggy Jaguar, God, I was going to say God rest his soul, but he's not dead, for Jesus. God bless his soul, or whatever. You know, he sent about 240,000 emails to Marc Maron, who, you know, suddenly had a podcast with, oh, he's the father of podcasting. I spit on him. Pooey, okay? He wouldn't come on the show. Because why? Because I said bad things about him? No, because he wouldn't acknowledge me. And I don't care if he acknowledges me, okay? But I want to know. I just want to tell you that when they come, and if they come on this show, you send an email to everybody. Send it to the Rush Fatball, whatever his name is. Fat obese, beast, sweaty, big, I can't hear you, Limbaugh. Send him emails, everybody, and say, why don't you go on the Chronicle show? Because I've treated everyone fairly, and I've talked to everyone with aplomb, and I want, you know, so tell him to come on. I will, and you know what? He won't come on because he doesn't want to hear someone say on radio, hello, Rush, you're obese, you're big, fat, bag of wind. He doesn't want to hear that, okay? And I will tell him that. Russ, how do you address people who tell you that you're a big bag of wind and all you do is make money off of your opinions, okay? And anyone else, it goes for anyone else. I mean, Glenn Beck has softened over the years, but, you know, I'd still punch him in the face if I had the chance. And the same goes for all of them, especially, you know, that other guy. Now, I don't come on here to even give, I don't even want to mention their names, okay? And I'm going to give them the satisfaction, which is not satisfaction, because they're walking around going, oh, $14 million, I know. And that other guy, the old guy, the guy used to be on Inside Edition, remember him? He's the guy that Michael Savage, and you can get Michael Savage on the show too. I'll yell at him, even though he sounds like my uncle. And I'll yell at him. And the guy, he calls Sean Hannity the leprechaun. I love that, the leprechaun. Oh gosh, damn it. This is Thursday night and I own it, okay? Before they said things about people, they own it. I don't even remember what I did on Thursday nights when, before this show was available to anyone. I don't remember what I did. I know that there were times the show was on or they had a repeat or I was in the hospital or somebody came over and said, hey, listen, let's do the dance of the figs. And I said, I'm not right tonight. I'm not going on. And then, you know, I mean, all those things happened. All right. But I don't remember what happened before that. I don't remember what he did on Thursday nights. And to testify to this is a person who is sitting next to me. Who does his own show on SRM Media Works, and it can be heard by anybody who wants to hear those kind of shows, on Friday night on SRM Media Works. And I guess there's no reason to tell other stations to play your show because it'll be afterwards, because it's a really on-the-moment type show. It's on-the-moment type show, and has to do – it's an entertaining show about horse racing. And it features an anesthesiologist. You wouldn't think that an anesthesiologist would like to talk about horses, but for God's sake, what is an anesthesiologist going to talk about? Baseball? I mean, you know, he's tired of people. He sees people and puts them to sleep all the time. That's how he makes all the big bucks. Horses, that's a different story. He likes to see animals alive and thriving. And his name is Dr. Moriband Pitcom. No, that's not his name. But of course, what I'm trying to say is this. My son, Ray Cotolo, wasn't even born. Were you even born? You weren't even born.
I wasn't a speck.
You weren't even born. No, you were a speck. Oh, okay. You weren't even, he wasn't even born when the show was going on. Here I am. And he's going to be 18 this, July. And already. And so here I am sitting. Now I've gone through all of his development. Okay. This is just more about, and you know, write this, when you write to Sean Hannity, say, hey, PR, and you know the rest of it, how to spell it. Say, listen, this guy who was doing radio before you even knew how to move the knobs. Don't tell that to Bill O'Reilly because he really knows how to move knobs.
Ooh.
I know. So then just tell him, say, this guy's been doing radio that's older than his son. Now, Sean Hannity can say I was doing that too, but I don't even know if he has a son. And if he does have a son, I'm sure eventually he will be terribly disappointed to know that Sean Hannity is his father. But this is a whole different story. What's going on here is Ray Cotolo is with me, and his partner on his show is Dr. Moriband Pitfall, who's not, he's an anesthesiologist. I have, and you know, you people are not laughing out there because they know the respect that I have for people who do real things in life. And you know, that's another thing. Okay. I do nothing. I do nothing. And if I have a, and as you all know, if you're people coming new to this show, and every week there are people new that have never heard this show or coming to the show live and lifelike. Lifelike is when you hear it on other stations rebroadcast through the week, but only live on Thursday nights, Eastern, 9 o'clock. And, so when you hear that, now he's here with me live, and, his show is on SRN, but there's, and that's it. It's on SRN Friday nights, and you can hear it, and, it's an exciting show. It's an exciting show because it's live, and you know, one of the great things about horse racing is like, and any sport, even though I don't listen to baseball anymore, and I don't care about the final four, the last 16 or the 24 involved, or the 15th of the second, two, and the, I don't care. Only I don't care. The one thing you have to say about it, if you want to say anything about it, is it's live entertainment, because there's no more live entertainment. And now that you have smartphones and Netflix and on demand and TV, what are the things? What's that?
TiVo.
Imagine I couldn't remember TiVo. I bet you Rush can't even. I want Rush in that room right now. I want Rush Limbaugh in my room right now, and I want to go like, boom, 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 boom. Those are my fists in his stomach. Boom, 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 boom. That's what it sounds like to me. Boom, boom. You know what they should do? When I was a kid, there used to be this cartoon strip character. His name was Joe Palooka.
Okay.
Right? Joe Palooka was a boxer. And it was a serious comic strip. It wasn't a comedy. It wasn't a joke type thing. You know, like Blondie or one of those other ones, Sad Sack. The ones you don't know anyway, because you're probably too young to know about him. But anyway, Joe Palooka. Now, Joe Palooka used to be a box. He was a boxer, okay? Now, what they did was they had a toy, because, you know, every comic strips, TV shows, you know, everything had a product that was related to it somehow, okay, had a name on it. The Lone Ranger, if you watch the Lone Ranger TV show, they had Lone Ranger gun, little baby gun, not baby guns, fake guns, you know, and a Lone Ranger mask, because he always wore a mask, Lone Ranger mask. Tonto, you know, even though it wasn't politically correct in those days, but they did it.
Tontos.
No, you buy the Indian thing.
Oh.
Yeah, you buy the feather. Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's unheard of, but they all had those. Well, Joe Palooka had this, you would blow it up. It was a plastic thing, and you blew it up because, you know, in those days, people didn't even think of using bicycle pumps. They would sit there and they'd turn blue in the face. They'd take them to the hospital after this, blowing up this thing. Okay. And it was like as large. It was large. I mean, no, it wasn't large. It was tall. Let's see. When I was a kid, I don't know how tall do you think I was at like 7 or 8? I was 4'2" or 4'5". Yeah. Okay. So it was about that size, okay? And it was one of those things where, you know, if you pushed it, it had a weight on
it was
the bottom.
One of the punching dolls.
Yes! It was a Joe Palooka punching bag, it was called, right? And it was, and on the front of it was the image of Joe Palooka,
yeah,
the guy who was in the cartoons. You people, remember, if you got your Cotolo Chronicles notebooks, look up Joe Palooka. You will see what this guy looks like. Don't do it right now, okay? But do it later. Write it down. Write this down in your notebook, and then go look at it later.
Are you saying you want one of those for Rush Limbaugh?
It would be great to have a Rush Limbaugh. Although this wouldn't be, you know, Joe Palooka was a sturdy, strong, muscular guy, boxer.
I don't think they make rooms big enough for the Rush
Limbaugh
one.
No, it doesn't. All it has to do is be fat. The word, you know, and then have his picture of him, just the way you see him when you go to, why on earth you'd want to listen to that show and watch him is beyond me. But you know, if you do that, okay. And then what you do is, it's that this fat thing, you know, with his face on it, like he's sitting there, and then boom, 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 you blow it up, and now you can blow things up. What do you, if you don't use a bicycle, can you blow things up?
Yeah.
Do they have a machine?
Electric pumps.
They have electric pumps too. You can use an electric pump or something. Blow it up, and then you have this Rush Limbaugh punching bag. All right. I really wish I had the kind of money, because I would do that just to promote Cotolo Chronicles. I wouldn't put a Cotolo Chronicles, you know, look, I talk about the Cotolo Chronicles notebook, but it's not a Cotolo, it's a Mead notebook, okay? But I would have a big fat Rush bag. A big fat Rush punching bag. That would be great because it's full of hot air and so is the bag, right? That's how you blow it up. And they go, boom, boom, boom. You just stand there. Whenever you get, this would be unbelievable because, you know, even if you have a shrink or a doctor, he would say, you know, you're really relieving a lot of tension. And doctors would start saying, you need to relieve a lot of tension. You seem like you have a lot of stress. I'm going to prescribe a Rush Limbaugh big fat punching bag. That's what we call it. A Rush Limbaugh. Then you know what he would do? He would sue. Okay? He would go, you can't have a punching bag and call it big fat me. Why not? You're big and fat. I'd say, you know, like, why not? It's like, and you know what? I learned this a long time ago. What's the, if he says it's libel, you know, it's not. It's not, you know why it's not libel? Because the best defense, no, I'm going to give you a little law lesson now, a little law lesson. The best defense against libel is what? I'm asking Ray because he's sitting right here. You can come over close. You want to come over closer?
Oh, thank you.
I know. I was just trying to get this mic so that it fits in. What is the best defense if someone wants to sue you for libel?
No press is bad press?
Well, it's not bad. You're close. I mean, it's not. It's okay. Something very general. It's something very general. If you were, what are you supposed to tell when you stand up as you're a witness in a court?
As a witness or as the person being sued for libel?
No, the person. No, if you're a witness, what do they tell you to do? Tell what?
If you're the witness, okay. So the witness is
it's not that complicated. Let's say it's a courtroom,
okay.
And they go, Ray, we'll now call Ray
to the stand.
To the stand,
okay.
And then they put your hand on a Bible, and they ask you to tell
the truth.
To tell the truth. The truth is the best defense against libel. So if someone sues me for libel because I got a Rush Limbaugh big fat punching bag, he would say, you're using my name and making money off my name, and you have to license my name. But, of course, would he license? I go, if I came to you and I said, how about a Rush Limbaugh, you know, and then I could even get around that because I could call it a Rush Limbag, and it could just be a picture, a cartoon of him, in which case he would allow. The Supreme Court said that in the People versus Larry Flint. That is already shown. You could do that. Rush Limbag. I could even call him Rush Limbaugh because there is no defamatory thing involved. The truth is, I call it a big fat punching bag because that's what that is. And if he says, but you're making reference to me, and I'm going like, no, you're the one who's saying it. You must think you're fat. I got the truth. You must think you're fat, you know, because you said that I am saying you're fat and you understand that. So I would win. I would win. It would be all over the newspapers. It would get onto the Inquirer, and it would go, but not my favorite. I want to tell you about something else too while I'm at it. And that is the Weekly World News. They were wonderful a couple of years back when they were on this show before they canceled print publication, Weekly World News. And in this atmosphere, this 2017 atmosphere of publishing and the political, I'm not afraid. Hey, Fatsy. Hey, Fatso Russo. Got to think of something else for the leprechaun. But anyway, when Weekly World News, when the publisher and the editor were on the show, they were wonderful. Talking about it still exists, and every now and then I mention it. It's a website. But in this atmosphere of fake news, you have got to do two things. Number one, you could go to weeklyworldnews.com, but they have a Twitter account. I am constantly writing things like, hey, this is great, or I never read this story anywhere. Of course not. You know, now you want to talk about fake news and entertaining fake news that has an underlining meaning. You'll figure out the meaning. It doesn't matter. Great stuff. It's still out there, and you can get by Twitter. You can subscribe. No, that's not. It's not called subscribe. It's follow.
Yeah, there you go.
Follow Weekly World News. I want to tell you that now because they do a lot of things with public figures. They'll tell you, and right now publicly, George Bush never sued them because they said that he met an alien, and the alien, and they actually had a picture of him and an alien. You know, before there was Photoshop, there was Weekly World News. I can't talk enough about these people. Before it was, they found photographs, and they fixed them, and it's just great. So, the big fat Rush limbag, we'll call it. The Rush limbag. Punching bag, puncher. One, we can't call it punching bag, puncher. Something, we'll call it like that. And doctors across the nation saying like, well, I'm not going to give you a sedative or anything like that. I'm going to give you a prescription. So that, Mal, imagine if they could only be ordered by prescription. The Rush limb bag. Like, you know, the guy would, and then only then would the man, Rush Limbaugh, be contributing to society, because he would be doing something to help someone's health. Right now, nothing. Fat, the water rat. Okay? Anything you want to say, blubber mouth, whatever. Let's get away from this. So if you want to send those emails to any one of those guys or all of those guys and say, you should listen to Cotolo and be on Cotolo Chronicles, we dare you. Dare them. That's what they do. And they may all wind up to be cowards like Mark Maron. Coward. And you know what? We watched his show and we enjoyed it for like two seasons, and then it went to the trash bin, or it went out to the garbage. I remember in New York on hot days in New York, because there were landfills. Well, they didn't call landfills, and they were called dumps. Yeah. The city dump was a place where, I mean, everything that you threw out went to the city dump, and I don't know what they did. They went them into incinerators.
Yeah.
Or they put them in this, but before they went into incinerators, the junk that came from millions of people's houses was in a big pile. And it was out there. You could look at it. You could go down to the city dump.
I know
this. Look, there's my Scotch tape. My Scotch tape reel. And look, you know, there's a half a cheese sandwich I couldn't eat. Hey, look, there's our piano stool covered in dad's vomit, you know. All this stuff.
Is this holding the city together?
No, but the thing is this. If you take all of the stuff that people throw away and put it together, that means...
You can burn it.
That if one thing, let's say one... And there's food, there's pieces of food in there too, okay? But
okay.
Everything has a smell. I don't know if you know...
Okay.
Everything. You know, if you... I did this once. I used to play roller hockey.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I said, I wonder if I used to wear these they were pretty expensive at the time. They were good because roller skates.
Okay.
And you had to have them and
okay.
They had to be tight, and you had to tie them up over your ankles because you could easily break your ankle or crack your bones down there.
Where are you going?
I'm going to tell you once. I'll tell you what happened. Well, I would put them on. It could take a while to put them on, take them off, put them on. And I used to say, one time, maybe I did this more than once, I don't know, but certainly let's look at the first time I did it. I'm done with hockey for the day, okay? And I'd take off my, and I'd go, I wonder if these smell the same way as my shoes. You know? Well, the only way to find out, because I had added, my body essence had added to these, I mean, it was in there, right? And I was playing hockey. So the only way to do it, okay, was to just, you know, bite the bullet and open up and put your nose and mouth right into the mouth.
Wait,
so you're telling me there are multiple
times after smelling the rollerblades that you wondered if they smelled like your shoes constantly, or is it just this one time?
Well, I'm just telling about the first time I did it, because but my point is
there
this.
There shouldn't be multiple
well,
times.
My point is this. This is my point, though. Everything smells. All right? Everything has an odor or a smell. Everything. And so that... Now, you know how when you buy, you know what?
How far does the rabbit hole go?
I'll tell you. Wait. You know where people, you know, you go up to your friend and you go, hey, what do you, that's a new car.
Okay.
And he goes, it sure is. Why don't you stick your head in? It's got a new car smell. Everyone knows a new car smell, right?
Okay.
You know, wherever you are, if you inhale and you smell something, you might think it's a distinct smell. Okay. Odor. It's not an odor. It's a fragrance.
That's kind of the characteristic of smell.
It's distinct, though. It's like, has that new car. Nobody ever sticks their head into a car and goes, smells like an olive loaf sandwich. No. With mustard. French's mustard, in fact. No, nobody ever. There's never been a new car that has rolled off of the factory where someone said, I don't know if we can sell this one. It says to the shop guy, the head of the shop. Who was the head of the shop guy? Would it be the manager? He said, the shop steward? Hey, shop, come here. What? Stick your head in this car. What's that? It's just the latest one we rolled down the... Oh, my God. He goes, what happened to the new car smell? He goes, I don't know. Was someone eating an olive loaf sandwich for lunch on the assembly line? You don't know, right? Okay, so everything has a smell. Metal has a smell. Rubber has a smell. Okay, and we know this why? Because sometime in our life we smell those things. We literally put them to our nose and smell them.
Now to the city dump. How does that relate?
I'll tell you how.
Okay.
Now imagine you're discarding all of these things, and let's not even talk about food. We know food has smells. Okay. Now we're talking about other objects. Let's put those into a big, I'm talking about a big heap. I'm talking about two stories of trash. Two stories of trash in a pile. I mean, you know, cause the dump truck comes and the garbage comes and all the stuff. They don't separate the trash. They don't go, all right, the fruits go over here in this pile and the metal and that. They don't. It's one big amalgamation of junk. I swear it's bigger than Rush Limbaugh. It's gigantic. Okay. So imagine all of the different odors and this stuff is being thrown away, meaning of course it's either old, or it's on its way to decay. Everything's on its way to decay. Nothing is on its way. Nothing on the face of the earth is on its way to anything but decay. Think about this. This is not even philosophical. Is there anything? A flower grows and it's beautiful. Where is it going? It's going to decay. People get older, their bodies decay. Everything, even inanimate objects, are, from the moment they're made and fresh and new, are on their way to decay.
Are you trying to say that the city dump is a microcosm of the city itself?
You could take it as a metaphor. Well, I'm just telling you. Here's the point. And you're allowed to go down these rabbit holes in a 2-hour show. Okay? And I do this many times alone. There's no guest except Ray is with me tonight, but there'll be no guests. I'll tell you a little bit about who's going to be coming on in the following weeks in a moment when I finish this. Now, there were times. Now, okay, so everything is decaying. Everything is decaying. Now, and the smell is going to be amplified by the heat, or especially the heat, okay? It's going to make stuff corrode more. Food corroded. Okay. So now the smells are all going to merge and mix. Mixing is emerging in a mixing. And it's just going to lay there until they send it into the incinerator. Of course, when you burn things will smell differently when you burn them too. Okay.
Mostly
smell all together. Okay. But they somehow control the smell of the incinerated stuff differently than, but all that stuff is sitting outside seeping. If you look on a hazy day, you could literally see the smells coming out of all those old shoes, rotten bananas, right? The pus covered tissues, you know, whatever. Yeah, whatever. Band-aids with dried blood on them, you know. All this stuff is going, you could see it. It's just coming to the top and, okay. On a hot day, if there happened to be even the slightest wind in the city, that smell travels. Okay. it comes together in some form of a little bit of this and a little bit of that. You don't even know. It's not like you only know one thing. Oh my God. People would walk around and they go, what the hell is that smell? People would say, now remember in a city, people are used to bad smells because cars are driving. People are walking around. God knows they're sweating. They're emitting their own personal stench. Okay. All right. But in the air, you decide you can move away from all that and the things and the grass that smells and the, and in those days, you know, all the animals did it in the street. I mean, it was it, you know? It was just disgusting, right? Imagine you get kind of used to that because you do understand we're in the city. It's crowded. Everything's packed in and compressed, okay? So there's not exactly everything's not gonna smell like going down to the botanical gardens, and you know, where, by the way, you know, they got the birds and the other things. Ever go into a birdhouse in a zoo? Did they ever take you into a birdhouse in the zoo?
No one can fit in a birdhouse.
No, not a birdhouse. I don't mean the ones you put outside. You know what they call them? Whatever they call them.
A greenhouse?
No, it's like a birdporium. What's it called?
I know what you're talking about.
The
aviary park.
My God. You know, when I was working on the, with the trains and the stuff.
Oh, working on the railroad all the doo-dah day?
When I'm working on the railroad at Hershey Park at that time, and they used to go to the bathroom, and the bathroom was right near the aviation, whatever that is. And you'd go in, and I would like, oh my God, and they bring kids in here. This is like, you know, it's like a vomitorium. They should have a vomitorium.
That actually reminds me of the bird that pooped on my head when I was with you. And I had to wash out in that very bathroom.
That's right. And then birds, you know, that's another thing. That can happen anywhere, not just in the city. But in the city, you get used to these various smells, and it's okay. You can handle it, okay, like that. And gas, oil, the stuff you smell on the street, whatever. But then, just as you feel human enough to enjoy the fact that you can taste a little bit of fresh air somewhere in between all that. It's the morning when the wind is going that way and it's taking the stench from the city dump and it's swirling it through the streets, up and down the avenues and into the neighborhoods, and people start doing this, I swear, as if only they, you know, there's like one person starts it, as if no one else could smell it. Maybe people aren't saying anything like, but one guy, it's always a guy, will stop and go, what the hell is that smell? You know, and another guy will go, you ain't kidding me, it smells. And where does it smell? It smells to high heaven. To high heaven, not low heaven, not mid heaven, high heaven. It smells to high heaven. Jesus H. Christ, what are we supposed to do, breathe? Don't, and then another guy will go, don't use your nose, use your mouth. So in other words, don't you? And another guy, some really super guy, wants to be smartest, goes, hey, just don't inhale. And then another guy, going, well, I'm just not going, and you know, he's smoking. He goes, I'm just going to not stop smoking because I'll just smell this. I don't want to smell that. So he keeps smoking cigarette after he's chain smoking just because he's okay with that smell. Oh my God, it's just horrible. It's just horrible. My name is Frank Atolo, the man whose name adorns the title of this show, and this show is a show. It's not a program because we had no idea what we were going to talk about when we got here. Because we don't have those kind of agendas. We're just telling you things, and you take those things and process them as you do. Take them where they're going. Because this is why I am. And you know what? When I find myself a spot, to be able to, explain all that junk, okay, that I am not a difficult historian. But in other cases, I am. So my doctor, Dr. Futtenstein, who was my doctor, who called me a difficult historian. I'll tell you what, pulley on you too. I'm not going to tell your name though, because that would be, I already forgot his name anyway. Such a forgetful character. So many people,
when he's named Dr. Futtenstein.
We named him Dr. Futtenstein.
That's how it works.
You know, that's how he always remembers, Dr. Futtenstein. My name, on the other hand, is Frank Atolo. I've been called many other things, but I am Frank Atolo, the man whose name adorns the title of the show. And by the way, I don't mind. I wouldn't care if Rush Limbaugh got on his show and went, and his kid who says he's the godfather of, you know, that's a good imitation. I don't know. He says he's the godfather you know what's great about him though? He's a cartoon. And cartoons are good. Except he doesn't, and what's bad, that's what's great about him. What's bad about him, he doesn't understand he's a cartoon. He thinks he's an important political, totally on, boom, boom, boom. Oh, okay. Let's get back to my show. Which was a show that, of course, a show of shows in terms of this stuff. I am the vegetable man, the third man, the bar of broadcasting. The bar of
vegetable.
Yeah,
man?
I'm also the vegetable man. When? The veg. Oh God, that they keep giving me names. I'm the bard of broadcasting, godfather, internet radio, the pilgrim of productive alternative broadcasting. And of course, I am the vegetable man. And, we're going to have, we're going to talk tonight or today, whenever you're listening. I don't know when these shows, but I'm going to tell you a couple of things that, remind you about a couple of things and then tell you about some more shows that are coming up so that you stay with us. I want to mention, thank you for all the people who've gone to, YouTube to watch At Will At Large, which is, Charles Dennis's, production, on YouTube, trying to get more and more chapters. He will be on again, and thank again Neil Dixon for being on. He and I got along famously, just famously. And Charles, of course, an old friend and a great promoter of everything that is promotable, okay, in the world of entertainment. And we are proud to be known as a member of that particular cult. Kirk Brando was supposed to be here today, but he had some stuff to do. From the Philippines, hopefully next week or the week after that, Kirk Brando from the Philippines.
And now from the Philippines, hello, Mr. and Mrs. America.
He will be on, always from a distant place, far, far away. Kirk Brando will be talking about whatever the hell he wants to talk about. We want to remind you also that Tracy Elaine Wilson will be back, and we're going to get her on when we get Heather Drane. Now, I heard from Heather Drane. She had some issues, so she was not just difficult to get a hold of, but difficult to get by here to get on broadcasting. Whenever you have to get two people on the same show, it takes a little bit more coordinating and work, which is like, I don't want to do any of it at all. Just show up and shut up, you know. No, don't shut up. Be here and talk. But Stacy will be back, and hopefully she'll be there. Dr. Waldor is having, he should be away on summer vacation soon. He's going to be by soon. And of course, don't forget Almost Heartwarming Stories. Grandpa Barry may not be putting up a new story every week, but check in, okay, or subscribe on YouTube. You could do that with At Will At Large, too. Subscribe to these things, and then when new, I can't say new editions because an edition would be new. When an edition is added, no, I can't say that either. When they have editions, they will contact you, just like the U.S. Mail, which is going to put out. Did you hear about what the U.S. Mail is going to do? They're going to email you pictures. I swear this is true. If you sign up for this program, the United States Postal Service has, they will email you pictures of your mail before they deliver it. And you could say, don't deliver that, deliver this. I want to see that one. I want to see that one. That way saves them time and they have a whole new service. And what do? They're using email because people just don't put stamps on envelopes anymore and send mail, no less letters.
Who uses email anymore?
Well, because now what? Just text? Now, everyone. The answer to that is everyone. As a millennial, should know that.
No.
Everyone.
I don't know a single person who checks their email.
Really?
Yes.
Well, what do you millennials do if you don't do?
Well, I mean, we like to do this thing where we Snapchat one another. So
Snapchat. It's not there anymore. Didn't it just go away?
It's still around.
Which one went away? Vine.
Vine went away. Okay. But you see, it would make more sense if they Snapchatted you your mail instead of emailing it to you.
And then, you know, maybe you want to get in touch with the United States Postal Service.
Better yet, drones. If they sent your mail by drones.
Isn't Amazon going to do that?
But is Amazon the U.S. Postal Service?
That would be too many. No, I think there's too many drones. Well, it isn't good in my next book. Too many drones. anyway, that's a whole show in itself. What else is going on? I mentioned everyone. We'll even have Barry on again one of these days. Still a hold on Montreal Jewish News. Technical problems again. So if you go there and you go, oh, it's the same story you had on there 3 weeks. And I don't think you talk like that either. I just said that. So that's the same story. What happened to Frank? He said he was doing it every week. And then suddenly, well, that's because there are some problems. And the same with True Talk Radio, which runs us twice a day, every day, except weekends. that will be coming back. I'll let you know when those things come back in case you've been following that, and we hope you do. 148.ca/Frank, of course, is still running every week, a brand new blog, and I think this week it's stuff about your liver. Yeah, you know, there are so many topics you think I don't know about. You know, I just don't. There are so many topics. There's so much I know about that I have to have all these different outlets. Can't just do it on the radio. So I got a blog here and a blog there. Here a blog, there a blog, everywhere a blog spot. What else do we have to say? I haven't mentioned the Hallelujah Trail for a while, but it will come up in the show, which we're going to start the topic for this one. Oh, of course, one more thing again, once again, and I'm sorry I did not mention this. Hola, Cuba! We are now heard in Cuba. And now there might be people out there, and I want to say hello to all my Cuban friends. I love your sandwiches. A Cuban sandwich, man. You used to get a great Cuban sandwich down in that mall down there on 81, and then the place closed. What was that called? Fox and Hound. Was it Fox and Hound?
I don't know.
Wow, the great Cuban sandwich. You can't get a Cuban sandwich anywhere anymore. Have you ever had a Cuban sandwich?
I didn't know that they had sandwiches. You see, I only thought Cuba was known for their cigars and missile crises.
No. They have a Cuban sandwich. Well, Cuban food is not like Mexican food.
You know? I figured it's not.
And a Cuban sandwich is great, man. I don't even know how to...
Do all of them have a cigar just pointing out of it?
You see,
instead of a toothpick?
That's a cartoon image of Cuba now because of Castro. And because cigars came out of Cuba.
That's not really Cuba.
What's not?
So we sent a correspondent down there to find what it's really like to be Cuban.
And for that, you'll have to listen to Ray's show tomorrow night. Yes, it's the Cuban correspondent and the anesthesiologist on North American Harness Update Friday night. I'm sorry for tell them the real name. Tell them Mike's real name. I didn't mean to make fun if Mike was, and I know he's not, he doesn't listen anyway. But I want to say that what's his real name? Doctor what?
Mickey Pringles.
Now you're being funny too. In that name, isn't it?
Nobody knows his real name.
You do. You don't want to say his name? No, you don't tell his name on the show.
I know his real name.
Do you? Does he say?
But no one wants to know his real name.
Well, I want you to say, because I made fun of his. I made Dr. Moribond Pitfall. I even remembered it.
And that's unlike you.
That's not, yes, and that's not his name.
That's Prebozy, Dr. Prebozy,
Dr. Michael Prebozy. And
Michael J.
Michael J. Prebozy, Dr. Michael J. Prebozy, and soon to be graduate of high school, Ray Cotola. You don't have a title or anything. Oh, you're distracted because you might be winning tons of money over there doing stuff.
No, it's zero.
Are you out? Did you lose that particular? Did you guys
lose?
I did. You guys lost.
Second leg.
Okay, so I want to mention also. What do I want to mention? Reddit. Now let me tell you again. I'm still doing my best. Maybe not my best. Maybe I could do better. But I've been still exploring Reddit. I want to tell you something about Reddit that bothers me.
What bothers?
Everything.
Yes.
I wish that had, it is not a friendly atmosphere.
No.
It's a violent atmosphere. And I don't mean that because they say bad things or they do things, but that would be judgmental too. It's a very open, liberal place. The thing that bothers me is it's so busy and there's so much going on that it's difficult for me to accumulate the amount of karma and whatever it is I need now to be able to do a subreddit for Cthulhu Chronicles. I'm trying. I'm doing my best, but boy, they are not cooperating. But I understand how they have to have these restrictions and these rules, because there's 234 million unique people already. It's the fifth largest of all websites. And it's an aggregation, and it's aggravation, too. I'll tell you, it's a mass aggravation. But I will continue to try and do what I can. I do so much. You see, the thing is that people who have subreddits or get them together, these are people who spend a lot of time on Reddit. Mm-hmm. Okay? And I don't.
And only spend their time
on
Reddit.
You have to spend a lot of time and do a lot of things, and I don't do that. So, I don't want to, I'm not gonna criticize them. I'll bet you if I came up with a Rush Fatbag Puncher. Puncher, they wouldn't call it a puncher. Anyway. I bet you I could get on subreddit.
I have an example of how toxic Reddit is.
Now, wait a second. This is This is only part. I want to say that whatever he's going to say that
it's
has to do with something.
It's not off the Cthulhu Chronicles.
No, no, not just that. It's just that you just did an editorial. So how toxic it is! It's an aggregation. There's a lot of things on there that are very normal. Those people don't go to won't go to the New York Times or various other newspapers around Los Angeles or anything. Mm. What they'll do is go to Reddit for their news, Reddit for health, Reddit for fan stuff. So it's not all, you know, it's not that Reddit is this place where you go and just be a gangster.
No, yeah.
A cyber gangster. It's not that.
You can find a lot of news that you don't find on Twitter or on the mainstream media.
Toxic is, we refer you to go back to our show on the dark web. That's toxic. Okay, this is not toxic. So I don't want to say that about Reddit.
It's as much toxic as it is illegal.
But why don't you... What's not illegal?
Dark web.
But still, okay, you tell me something that you want to just point out. The toxic element?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So there's this subreddit called Shower Thoughts. And basically, it's this subreddit where people post these pseudo-philosophical thoughts.
I've seen that. But, and it's supposedly they think them up in the shower?
Yeah.
Is that why it's called
Because it's based off of the phenomenon that when you're in the shower, you have your deepest thoughts.
Uh-huh.
And so I posted this really stupid one that was supposed to be a joke. It was, before colored television, the entire world was black and white.
Uh-huh.
And so the first comment.
Now, this is what's great. Now, whatever you put, there's got to be at least 100 people ready to just jump on it, right? Okay.
Not only that, the person's name is, I'm not going to say their name, actually.
Is it real? How do you know it's
real? Oh, no. Okay, I'll say it. Meme Museum.
Meme Museum. M-E-M-E. I didn't even know what that meant until a couple of weeks ago, and I still can't explain it.
And his comment has more upvotes than the post itself. He goes, "Hey, pal, you just blow in from stupid town?"
Oh boy! Oh, don't mention that.
Oh,
don't mention that. We'll talk about that with him.
That. Oh wow.
Okay. Those you know, from the beginning, from the first week of this show, many years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Never thought I'd say that. Who thought I'd be on this long? many years ago, I brought about the reality that people could mask their identity and therefore felt they had the right to become these characters that they would never do if they were accountable for these comments. That has not stopped, okay? Would that guy say that? You know, I've said many things as me on the internet. I've gotten into trouble. I've had death threats, okay? But the point is, that these people, they crack me up. You can't take them seriously and you shouldn't take them to heart because remember, these people face to face will never say anything to you. But they make up this name and this character and they let out their, you know why? Because they don't have a Rush limb bag punching. Boom, 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 boom. If you had that, you wouldn't have to write these columns. Were there any other comments?
Not on that one, no.
So you got one comment on that.
Yeah.
Well, then read any one of them. For those of you who don't know, this is a subreddit called Shower. Thoughts from the Shower.
Was Shower Thoughts.
Shower
and
Thoughts.
That was a post of mine.
That was one you did, right.
Well, I have another one.
Karma do you have?
How much karma? That's a good question.
You know, because could you start a subreddit?
I have 78 karma.
That's it? You've been on this for years now, haven't you?
No, it's only been a couple months. I haven't used it in a couple months.
Okay, I'm terrible. I have one. And you know what? I've made a number of comments. And I still only have one.
It's all based on the amount of upvotes you get.
The amount of upvotes, and I get nothing.
Yeah.
See, I may not be able to do this. It's unbelievable. Go ahead. Well, give us something else.
All right. So I posted, of course, in the subreddit jokes.
Oh, there's a joke. Okay. Mm-hmm. People can just put jokes. Okay.
And it's just a competitive cesspool.
Yes.
But this is the one I posted. I went to work today, and my office was on fire. There were people running around in panic, and some of them were on fire, some of them were rolling on the floor. But amid all the chaos, I stood still. The fire was reflecting in my eye, and I shouted, "Is it hot in here, or is it just me?"
Okay, yeah, no,
and the comment...
Sometimes the most obvious ones, you know, are just the funniest. Go ahead, what is the comment?
The one comment is, "Yup, you're the joke."
Whoa. See that? You know, it's like, yeah. Seriously. You see, it's like, if you're not going to do something, you know what? This is why those comments, you never know if those people are indeed telling you what they feel. Mm-hmm. Because they just seem like they have to. It's more fun to put someone down for anything. Okay.
I like to think all of them are in their undersized pleated khaki shorts and their California Raisins t-shirts.
And that's the sad part about it. They're not. And from the beginning.
Really?
When all we had before MySpace,
Okay.
were the Yahoo clubs and people could write things. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I'm as guilty as everyone, but I only did it for promotional purposes when I did it. And they wouldn't let, you know, they found out you were doing something for a promotional, so they would kick you out. They wouldn't even let you do that. Because it was a spam or an ad or consider it whatever it was. Because I did go in with different names, but only to promote stuff and mm-hmm. to bring attention to this show. And those times, I didn't even have books in those days. And to various music things on music sites. But ever since then, there was never anybody you could know. You wouldn't know who they were. You know, Monkey Face Bite Nose 292. It was amazing to me. Someone would come up with a name. Listen, someone would come up with a name you couldn't imagine anyone else would come up with. Someone would come up with Kimbenjog. Kimbenjog. And it would say Kimbenjog 212. You know why? Because what?
There are 211.
Yeah, there are already. Because it would go like, sorry, Kimbenjog, but with a J and a G, you know. You come up with a name with no vowels. No vowels. And then you have to put 396 underscore 5, you know, because everybody, it crazy. It's just sick. It's so much. It's never changed. It's just gotten worse.
But speaking of that anonymity.
This is just sitting out of you.
Anonymity. Yeah. Speaking of that.
Yes.
That anonymity. There's one website that best demonstrates that aspect of not the cruelty, but almost just the explicit lengths people will go to because of the anonymity. And that is a website called 4chan. I don't know.
What's it called?
4chan.
Spell it.
4chan.
F-O-U-R-C-H-A-N.
The number 4.
Oh, 4-C-H-A-N?
Yes.
I've never heard of this one.
Everything is logged.
Let me go there.
Everything is logged under anonymous posts.
Really?
I don't know if there's any IP address listed, but that doesn't really matter. I doubt there is. But there's one specific page on there where people will purposely write the worst things in humor. Because the whole gag of a lot of 4chan, or at least that one aspect of 4chan, is to just write the cruelest things possible because it's funny.
Okay, move in here so I can do this at the same time.
Okay.
I think it's backslash B. But it says here, politically incorrect 4chan. What is it? Boards. Okay, I guess that's where they have.
Yeah, it's like a forum.
We're gonna go to 4chan here. It's backslash POL back. Oh, it's just 4chan.org. Okay, now this says. Okay, let's see what this is. You're gonna have to lean in.
All right.
Start a new thread. Anyone can just do this, or you have to sign in, don't you?
No login.
Oh, no? Okay, so there's no login. Listen to this. So this has like the whole alphabet and all sorts of different letters and combinations on top of it. It says politically incorrect. Start a new thread. Is politically incorrect? Is that one of the?
Yeah.
So what would we go to?
If you just scroll down, we can see some of the posts.
Okay, here's some posts. Look at this. Southwesterners not white. Midwest best.
How can Southerners even be considered white?
Wow. Where do we go here? Anonymous? What is that about? So these are different posts? Mm-hmm. These are different threads. Anonymous. Why do rednecks do this? And they also have videos and stuff too?
And pictures,
about?
Yeah.
Pictures?
I think one thread that's really...
This is all the same thread?
Yeah, this is all under politically incorrect.
Oh, okay.
But if you go to the one that's backslash B, I think that's the one that...
Where is that? Would that be here?
That's just B.
Oh, I gotta go to backslash B?
Well, no, you can just click the B.
I can?
Yeah.
Click B on the... backslash B random.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
this
random.
Is random.
Okay. Now.
Oh!
Okay, easy. You just blew out everybody. Good night, everybody. We just clipped the entire world. I wonder what that looked like. Look at it. I'm going to look at that later. Yeah. Okay. We're not going to read some of this because it's just outrageously stupid and horrible. But, you know, people
are
getting...
And then those are the comments
that are in different colors. Okay, here's one. Hunger Games. All right?
Hunger Games.
Would that be this? Hunger Games thread. Mm-hmm. First 48, no dupes. I don't, 4 replies. I don't know what that means.
And everyone... Yeah.
you know, we could share this. You could go to this place and see what we're talking about. This, as far as I'm concerned, this is internet entertainment. All right? You don't have to partake in this. I mean, I was going to get the Reddit thing up so we could have another form of communication, but I don't even know if that matters. But let me just tell you this much right here because we're going to go into our second hour here. Name is Frank Cotullo. Man's name we're doing the title of the show. This is Cotullo Chronicles Y2K plus 17. We are eventually going to get to what we came here tonight to speak about on this show, and that is the new dating, online dating service called Haters. We found out that it's only for iPhone. Is that right now?
iOS, technically.
iOS. So we are having an Android here. We can't get it. We're going to do an account and just look or anything, but we will tell you about it if you don't know it and deal with that. I know I just had a back.
You're itching yourself with your drumstick.
Yeah, I know. We'll do that. But right now we've been Joseph Joestar over here at what is this called again?
4chan.
What does it stand for?
It stands for 4chan.
Fortune. Is it supposed to be Fortune?
I don't know, but I know the very explicit one is 8chan.
Here's a nude game. A nudes game. Now what is all the it's a file, gets a file, JPEG name. Now what is this? What do I do? Reply to what?
Well, no, I'm pretty sure that this is a thread where it has something to do with nude people.
Okay.
Wait, post.
Who's that? This says, what is this?
It's just smash or kill.
Wow. Clearly fatty from that angle. See, and you worry about me talking about Rush Lee. He's a public figure. This is a picture of a girl and it says clearly fatty. Is that their only reply?
Yeah.
I mean, how does this work? That's it?
That's the only reply.
Okay, here's one with a half-naked girl and a life-size teddy bear. Not an oversized teddy bear.
Can we read this?
As big as her. Let's see. It says, I need your help, B. Now, what does that mean, B? That means from this people?
Yeah, from this thread.
My ex-girlfriend just intentionally infected me with a herpes V2, so I got this for life. I accidentally passed it on to the girl I was seeing because I didn't know. My ex is also the reason I may be going to jail for a year come next month. Now, there's a picture of a girl.
Please help me plot against her.
Oh, my God. That is horrible. I'm in it for the long con. It also could... Now, wait. You know, you gotta figure if the guy's... He can't be going to jail for that. No. So what the heck is that all about? Obviously, be anonymous. Mm-hmm. 30 replies and 40 images omitted. Now, wait a second. They're so liberal, but they omit images. They omit certain things. Mm-hmm. If I click here to view, and I'm doing that, mm-hmm. I see nothing. What do I see?
Here they are.
Okay, here's a response. Give her drugs and take her home away from her. Take her home away from her. These are the smart advice from people who would be, you don't want these people as friends. So I'm also 18 and this is the first herpes outbreak. Any tips or tricks would be appreciated.
They make it sound like if you get a pinch of sawdust and you rub it all over.
How could I get her hooked on meth? Okay. This guy seriously wants you. He came to the wrong place. Hey, OP, it's okay, YOLO. Just F and F and F.
By the way, can I see your ex?
they're just looking to put all her social media accounts out so we can shame her. You know, people want to be judge and jury, right? And you know what? The minute some of these people, something happens to them, they'd hate to be in that situation also. Okay, how about this? Can't you jail someone that intentionally gave you an STD as long as you can prove it? Oh, my goodness. Oh, wow. Lots of people get herpes. Sucks to suck. You can get Valtrex every day and you'll never break out again. F move on. Wrap it out. Oh, God. I don't even want to go on to this with pictures. The picture of the germ or that little, that's the mucus.
Frog.
Yeah. Oh, I thought that was the mucus. This, this is an outrageous, this is, now what if I go to what? What can I, is there anything on here that's not just stupid or, you know, degrading
not
or something?
Stupid. I don't.
What? I mean, is there somewhere?
Maybe
like,
the news. Maybe the news one.
News? Okay. We'll go to news. This is what the news from here now. Current news. It says start your own thread. Okay, welcome to news.
It's here, for discussing news articles.
A text board sharing and discussing current news items. Oh boy, that's going to be fun. Please note that the original news text board, the thread creator is permitted to upload an image to the original post. Assad says Syria chemical weapons attack 100% fabricated.
That is a true story.
This is a true story, but yeah. What do they say?
Let's see the comments.
Is this a comment?
Well, no, that's the post itself just reporting on it.
Okay, more than it. Okay, so here we go. Oh, no, and they have here. Okay. There's links. You put links. Mm-hmm. People laughed more than ever in America when Bush was president. What does that have to do with anything? I don't know. American Revolutionary War. The U.S. must take Monroe Doctrine now. The U.S. must withdraw American forces from all foreign countries. These people have nothing to do. But you know, if he's really, people, he's so brave, he's so serious about this, okay? He's so devoted to this that he puts it on 4chan.
Meanwhile, there is a guy who just comments, oh wait, no, on the American Revolution. I thought he was talking on the chemical strike, that this is a forced meme pasta, people.
Ignore it. Oh boy. Well, in any event, in all events, and certainly in this event, this is there's another place we didn't even know about. We'll check more into that and get back to you with various, oh boy. You know, we've talked a lot and many times on this show about dating. Maybe someone writing in going, hey, it's me. No. Now this is, I'll tell you what this, now just even as we speak here now, because you know, we always talk about, and we, you know, scams and things. Here comes one, Ann Meldung at VCBF-DE would be Denmark, on behalf of something. What? This is completely in German. I just got an email completely in German. How did I get on this list? Because nowhere on the face of the earth does it say Frank Cotolo speaks and reads German. And there's a link. Now, how stupid can you be as a scammer? And I always told you this, and I'll tell you this again. If you want to know how not to get scammed, understand how to scam. This is the most ridiculous thing ever. I cannot read the text. It's in German. Why would I hit the link? Why would I hit this link that could possibly disable my entire hard drive or whatever it's going to happen or give my information to these people? And I can, even if I was, how stupid do I have to be to want to hit that link no less?
Not hit it.
Oh my goodness, that's crazy. A complete, it's a Zurich and Zeihem. Solang dach nicht dich werdig werden list wenn sie nicht mehr werden. I don't even know what I'm saying. I could be cursing my life away here. How do you get a scam and it's in another language? How do I get on that list? How do I get on that list? And what makes it, they don't care. They're just throwing it at the wall. If it sticks, it's fine. Well, you know what I do with a lot of these? Literally, and I think a lot of people have been caught. I forward a lot of these to the FBI. I had an address. I get one. When I don't respond to them, and I don't respond to this guy, unless I, you know what, if I had time, here's what I would do. I would go to the Google Translator. I'd write in English the most dirty, horrible, disgusting thing to these people. And I would hit reply. I wouldn't hit that link. I would hit reply and send it to them. But I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to delete this. Because apparently this is real. I'm going to block them. Can I do that? Where is that? How do I do that?
You're telling me they don't have a German word for email?
There must be a way to block. Where's block?
You're not clicking anything. You're clicking the whites.
I was right-clicking. Where's block? I don't even know where. Forward, I am. Where's block? All right. Let's just.
You got to scroll over their name.
Yeah, presence unknown.
Okay, but now there's an arrow. Wait, there's some dots. The dots usually mean something. Few more options for interacting with this person. That might be what you want. Because that interaction could also include block.
Add to instant messenger.
Oh, no.
Screw it. Let's just throw them out. That's all. Akmakendaken. See, even as we're on the air, now those people might be listening to us in Germany and go, hey, send this. Thank goodness Mr. Bachrach has... This will be the first of four he sends with corrections. That's just an in-joke there. Okay, let's move on to what we were going to talk a bit about. Over the years, I have done shows myself, and of course, this has been a pet project of the artist Dee and I, because we went on separate journeys and did some research, joined some dating sites. Couldn't think of the word site. We joined some dating sites and then did a whole bunch of stuff and saw what happened. And we had a couple of shows talking about how absurd that was, at least for people like us. I have no idea. I guess there's a way. But all of those have been, all of those really try to match people who have common interests. Common interests. Now, what we're going to tell you about tonight is a common interest, but it's not. But there are always things I like, things you like, things I love. Oh, I love to go swimming on the beach, and I love walking in the sand at night on the beach, and I like to plant things in my backyard. I like to take my dog and make his hair into a Rastafarian, and like, you know, whatever.
And what about the Joe DeRosa bit about it too?
Create your sociopaths, right? I know people who, well, anyway, there's a whole bunch of things. The point is you don't know what you're getting yourself into, of course. You never know what you're getting yourself into when you go out with someone for the first time anyway. But usually when you sign up for those things and what you're doing is trying to give yourself a profile that, and the algorithms, I don't know how those work, but somehow they just match up. Oh, look, here's somebody who likes to plant flowers. Let's put that one to horticulture. This one likes horticulture.
How many people do you hear that that's what they brought them together?
We've been married 50 years and our common interest of the daffodil.
Don't laugh. Gardeners, you know, people who just spend their lives. I mean, you know, a lot of people, and I don't want to get into this as a psychological profile, but you know, a lot of people do one thing their whole lives, and they devote their whole lives to one thing. Okay,
and
so people who meet one another,
and the
problem, as Dee and I have found out with this, is that so many of these people are rejects. They're not first time, not looking for people and dates. They're either divorced, or the person died, or they're divorced because the person beat them, or because the person just left, and all sorts of things that go on. Every possible situation, and plot nailing. Some of them have kids, some of them have dogs, and some of them treat their dogs like kids.
And the other thing too, I've never been on a dating website, but you can probably confirm, don't they have like the most notoriously depressing profile pics usually? They're always just dimly
lit. They've gotten better.
The faces are drooped.
Well, they've gotten better. They've gotten better because people want to display, if they show that they want to display something attractive. Now, this of course is bait and switch. Which is, here's a great picture of me, but what I really look like is what you're talking about. Nobody puts up a picture.
Well, I thought you were basically saying is the profile pictures are the same. They just have a sepia filter now.
Now, I couldn't say that because I really didn't know what you mean by a sepia filter because I'm not into
all the millennials out there doing the clapping emoji to what I just said.
Emojis. See that? You know,
I hate that word.
You know, follow at Daily Meds on Twitter.
With a Z.
At Daily Meds, right, Meds, and yet, you know why? Because there's a Daily Meds with an S. Follow at Daily Meds with a Z. And then what made me think of that? Because last week, one of the Daily Meds was capital letters, F, asterisk, 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 K, emojis. That was your message for the day. You get a message every day, whether you like it or not. Just sign up. You could write in or what have you and give us suggestions or what have you. And every day, we're into our, I think, third or fourth year, and I swear to you, the only repeats have been once in a while we go, a classic. You know, we rerun a classic, but mostly they've all been original, and they continue to be original. Things you want to think about, but they won't matter or do matter anyway. Just like the show, daily, it's your daily medicine of thought. Now, the dating sites have all, and you've seen the commercials on television, that old guy with the, that guy, you know, the problem is you have a match.com. We put more people together than any matches. What you need is match.com. There's another guy. I want to walk in a room. I want to sit down. He says, and I say, look, I can't find a date. And he'd go, well, you need match.com. I lean over the desk and punch him right in the nose, right in the nose. Boom. One big one so that he falls over. I don't just want to punch him. I'm going to punch him so he falls over. Okay. So all of these sites, aside from the fact that there's bait and switch, aside from the fact that there's, I don't know the percentage of phonies that are on these things. I've tried to catch them. If you've listened to the show over the years, you know that I have corresponded live with some of these people in order to, that was the show, and to catch them or what have you. But now, this guy who was a big software guy, I don't know his name. I saw him talk somewhere. He quit his job and made this app, and it's called Hater. Hater with an upside down heart. That's a good idea. Hater. Before we talk about Hater, remember that the dating thing has gone to the extent of the popularity of one called Tinder. Tinder was just, look, let's just hook up, do what we're going to do, and then that's it. You know, it was like NSA all the way. So you do those kind of things.
NSA.
No strings attached. Just meeting people. Oh, wow. I caught a millennial.
I was thinking National Security Agency.
The National Security Agency. That's right. No, nothing secure. No secure ass. Whatever it means. But now, this app, which we found out only tonight, is only available. Is it going to be available?
Yeah.
Oh, eventually be available everywhere. But it has 240,000 signed up people already. It's called Hater with an upside down heart. It's going to match you based on things you do not like. Hater is the word. You could have called it despiso or something, you know. Well, because, you know, there's a difference in the, you know, hate. We use the word hate, and you know that because I often stop myself when I go, oh, you know what I hate? I hate this. And that I don't mean hate per se in the true definition. We use it to say this. But it's going to, what?
It's also named that is because Tinder kind of established the trend that if you're a dating app, you have to have at the end of your name. Because there's Tinder, there's Grindr, which is for the gays.
Oh, Grindr is the gay Tinder.
Yeah. And then there's, of course, Hater.
And Orange is the new black. Grindr is the new Tinder. Okay. So this is what it does. Now, what we can't do is sign up. But we can look and read to you what it says on the main, side here so that we can give you an idea of what it does by going to, where would that be? Content? Blog?
There is no content. It's contact.
Where does it say
apparel?
About.
You can get a tote bag.
You can get a Hater. Yeah. Where does it say about? Where would it go about Hater?
It would probably be under press.
Where is that? You saw it? Press. Let's look at press for Hater and see what it says. Okay, all press-related inquiries, reach out to Sam at Hater. Hater Dater. Oh, because hate runs a date. Hater Dater. That's a good idea. HaterDater.com. Company info. Let me give you a little information on this so you don't have to go to your website or phone and read it. Founded in 2016, Hater is the dating app that matches people based on what they hate. Now, he's using the word hate. Again, a very strong word for dislike, annoyed by, you know, things that you are not attracted to. You want to stay away from these things, okay? Let's not say hate, like, you know, because it's, you know, because when you talk about, like, hate groups, or you talk about the KKK, or you talk about, you know, Nazis or whatever, that's using hate at its true definitory. There's no word definitory. I was trying to once again establish an adverb. Okay. But we're going to read this, and it's using Hater. Okay, so let's use Hate that way. Hater is available for iOS on the App Store and will be available for Android in the spring of 2017. You know, it is spring of 2017.
Yeah, but
it's still not
available.
Okay.
Spring started like 10 days ago.
Hater is making serious online dating more approachable by replacing cumbersome surveys and bios with a fun, alternative way to express your personality. Now, this I find fascinating. I hadn't read this before either. When I think about my personality, and I don't like to, you know, first of all, when you get, this is a very postmodern thing, because we're all liars when it comes to this. How, if we're going to talk about our personality subjectively, would we, above all, say, you know, let me tell you a little bit about myself. I hate Nazis. I mean, would you, that be the first, you know, I hate mushrooms. I hate long books. I hate poetry.
I hate you.
Would you ever think of, expressing your personality with what you hate? Cause that's not the first thing I would think about. In other words, someone has to judge you based on what you don't like as opposed to what you do like. That is something that is not natural. You have to sit and think about that.
I also think going from what you don't like reveals more about the person than about what they like. Because how many people like dogs? How many people hate dogs?
Right. They'll just say things like, I'm not a cat person. First of all, if I'm looking for a date or a match, you know what?
Why would I date a cat person?
I don't know how much that would bother me, unless, of course, it's like, well, come over to my house, but I warn you, I have 20 cats. I'm not gonna, I don't wanna hang around 20 cats, you know? So I'm not a cat person, but because you're not a cat person, I don't know about that. I know people.
Well, that's also when dating becomes more semantical than it does about any kind of deep relationship. If you go straight from being a cat person.
Well, then why would that matter? Yeah, but the thing is, why would that matter so much? This is a matching. Mm-hmm. This isn't just a dating thing. If you're just going on a date and someone says, you know what? Oh, you don't like hot rocks? I mean, you go out. And,
hot rocks?
Yeah, no, you're on a date and you're sitting in a restaurant and the person goes, the person says, I don't like hot rods. You know, those cars that roll really fast. And he goes, what? You don't? I'm leaving. You're on one date with the person. Isn't discovering things like that part of the dating experience? I guess not, because this one here. Now here's some here. For a collection of hater assets, click here. I'm going to click here. And it says here, public ass. Oh, what does that mean?
Hey, good life.
These are all, like, the actual graphical assets for news organizations, where if they were to post a story about it, they can go here to get pictures to include the story.
I didn't even know that. Okay, let's forget about that.
Because that is the press tab.
Well, let's forget about that and go to where? Hater in the News, a dating app for haters. Live with Kelly. We don't read that here. How about this? CBS Sunday, a dating... Oh! This, I think, is where I heard about it. It was Sunday, CBS Sunday Morning. Let's see. Let's give you a little bit of this.
Video.
Yeah. Let's give you a little bit of this. And, why doesn't it want to show? What's going on here? A dating app you love to hate, it's called. This is from, it's a great show, by the way, CBS Sunday Morning. Sometimes I don't get up early enough to see. Why isn't it showing?
Because the CBS video player is garbage.
No, not because of that.
It is because of that. Everyone decides to code their own video players, and they always
really?
Run slow. Yeah,
that's why these things are slow. You've learned something else here on the show. Here, this is going to come up here shortly. Here we go. Oh, they got to do a commercial first because why?
At Lincoln Financial.
Yeah, you know why? I'll tell you why. I talk over the commercials to these sons of bitches that never wanted to be on the internet. Now they're going to broadcast their stuff on the internet and they sell time because that's like they do on television because nobody don't watch them on television. And you can't turn it off either. Look at this. You can't turn it off.
LincolnFinancial.com. How we can help you plan to protect your
family. Just shut up. You shut up. Now let's go to the story. Here we go. CBS Sunday Morning. I'll give them credit. Here we go.
Anytime I tell someone about the idea, they immediately rattle off what they hate.
Brendan Alper is no psychologist, but he does seem to know what makes people tick.
People hate things everywhere. Maybe not the same things, but everyone likes to complain.
That truth led the former Goldman Sachs finance associate to quit his job and launch a dating app like no other.
Hater is the dating app that matches you based on what you hate.
You swipe on more than 3,000 topics, loving or hating as many as you want. Alper thinks mutual dislikes are a better sign of compatibility than mutual likes, and two studies seem to back him up.
Uh-huh.
So what have you discovered that people hate the most?
The presidential election of 2016 was
just the whole thing.
Exactly.
But it's not just politics. It's everything.
Bad Wi-Fi is up there.
Oh, I'm with them.
Yeah. Paying extra to get guacamole on your burrito.
That's annoying.
Man buns is pretty unpopular.
As it should be.
Yeah. When people celebrate their birthdays for an entire week.
Unless it's me.
Yeah. Well,
this person has a problem.
Alper knew he was on to something soon after he launched the app last February.
We already have 350,000 users all around the world.
Wow.
Yeah, so it was quick.
But the competition is steep. Online dating is a roughly $2 billion industry.
Wow. I read somewhere that 1 in 10 Americans spends an average of an hour a day on a dating app.
It's becoming more and more about the dopamine rush getting a match.
Oh.
Perhaps seeking a dopamine rush.
You can like it. 50% of people like it.
I gave Hater a try.
People who start an Instagram for their dog.
Hate that.
People who collect Mardi Gras beans.
That's pretty high on the hate scale.
Hate, yeah?
You soon discover there is a lot to hate.
Comic book movies.
Oh, hate.
Only 8% of people agree.
I'd never get a date.
But then again, if Alper is right, hate may be the first step to lasting love.
Wow.
Have you had any highly successful matches out of this so far?
Yeah, we have this one couple. They both hated the Super Bowl.
Ooh.
But they loved queso dip. So during the Super Bowl, they got together, they made queso dip, and they didn't watch the Super Bowl.
True love.
Yeah, exactly. That's it right there.
Okay. I've already lost his name, but it doesn't matter. The point is, we're either going to hear about this, or that's just all the early flash stuff, and the guys, you know, it's not going to work out. But apparently, just like social media, these apps, people are apt, not app, apt to get more than one or join more than one, right? You don't have to pay.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't say anything about paying.
You don't have to. It's free.
But I don't know how he makes any money.
Ads.
There are ads on it too? Okay. Okay, so that's the way.
Either that is like a premium feature where it's like, you can hate things twice as much for a premium subscription.
Yeah, I don't know. What about I know that, we've talked, well, the show that, Dee and I did when we would do each, when individually we were, going to these various places, and I think it was eHarmony. I made up a bunch of stuff on some stuff. So I would be guaranteed to get some answers. But on another one, I didn't make up stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I said exactly what I said. I just was, just laid it all on the table. Okay. And they rejected me.
Really?
For being myself. And I said this too. This was eHarmony. They rejected me and says, your profile
is too
we
sad
want
for us.
Nothing to do with you. And your profile is this, that, and the other thing. And then they continued to send me ads saying, why don't you join up, you know? Because that's just automatic, what have you. But so what's my point? My point is that they say, you know, you can get on here for free. But then they say, but, you know, and then there's ones where you get on. They'll say, here, join, it's free. Oh, yeah, join, it's free just means you sign up and stuff like that. But then they go, there's immediately like five people who want to talk to you. You know,
don't
like,
you have to pay contact them?
No. Well, that's the point is they go like, want to answer them back?
Mm.
Well, then you got to be a premium member, right?
Mm.
And then I usually send the contact and I go, you know, you suck. You're like Rush Limbaugh. I want to punch you. Boom, boom, boom.
The eHarmony punching fatback.
But this idea is now this seems, you heard some of the things from the CBS report there. And you know, screw you CBS for not wanting to be involved in the first place. I just got to say that anyway. And now you got your big TV shows on here with your ads. Screw you CBS, PBS, ABS, ABC, all these.
But Scott Pelley might be listening.
Scott would come on. I know Scott would come on my show. He knows I respect him. Anyway, you could like things and still
think hate them. Hey, wait a second, I got a whole new app. Like it and hate it at the same time. Things you like and hate at the same time. So people will go on different sites for the same thing. I don't know if anyone, I mean, I'm sure there are people who pay and then concentrate on being that. But, you know, that's what keeps the porn industry alive. People don't just stop and go, you know, because they're so individual. So someone might get, you know what, I'll go on Hater, even if I have to pay $20 a month for a while. At the same time, I'll go on Match Harmony or Harma Match or Matchany or whatever it is. And anyone is there. It's just like when you're on social media. There's still a plenty of social media places out there. Certainly already go, most people go to, Facebook, but you know, people still use Tumblr as a social media and in individual genres and stuff, but people go for there. Obviously we were just talking about Reddit where people go to do, sign up and do that. And you could, and Instagram, people who, a person who has an Instagram, you know, last time I talked to Jeremy and he was saying, like, he goes, he had, could it be possible? 10,000 followers, yeah, on Instagram.
But he also follows like 4,000.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So you get like 10,000. And what does that mean? It's like, you know, if they all sent me a dollar. Hey, you know, by the way, while we're talking about that, I do want to mention one thing that is going to be happening. I'm not going to tell you about it until I tell my now. Nobody, Four Culture Magazine, a cutting edge of digital magazine, which I've been associated with for a while and then, helped, to, raise some money because it's a donatable place. Anyway, some new things are going to be happening. I'm not going to tell you what. They're really cutting edge stuff is going to be happening. You're going to be hearing the announcements for that here on this show and on The Fabulous Show. That's, the Artist D's Fabulous Show, which I think is on Wednesday nights or something. I don't know. Go to theartistd.com and you'll, here's where you need to go. Juiced Talk, where you can hear, archives, my show, archive, The Fabulous Show. And of course, my friend, Tom Savino, who, will be, if you're listening live, not lifelike on this station, or if you're listening to lifelike stations that also run, Savino Veritas after me, or they have run it before me, which is useless for me to say, keep listening. Cause you've already heard it. Or if you haven't heard it, next time you listen to it, you heard it. I have to come up with every possible scenario. Otherwise I feel like I've missed something. I did. It's called life. Oh, that was a weird pause. I don't know what I meant. So my point being that you're going to be hearing some fascinating things that are going to be happening with Four Culture because there's a whole, let me just put it to you this way. I was introduced to an entirely new format that exists on the internet. And you can play part in it. We can play part in it. And I've already committed to taking part in it. Plus, I'm going to be returning to the Four Culture Magazine monthly, as I used to be monthly. Some of my finest pieces, you could still read fourculture.com. Some fine pieces by me, Frank Atolo, exclusively. These are not in books. Or republished on blogs or anything. You can go read these there. Wonderful stuff. And all the other stuff that goes on a very classy, cutting edge magazine, digital magazine. So there's some stuff's going to be going on there. And it all has to do with all this interaction stuff, not with dates. And we're not going to do that. Let's get rid of the CBS thing and just say that, go back to TV, CBS and radio. Remember CBS Radio? You don't remember CBS Radio because in New York that was WCBS News, the new all news. You give us 15 minutes, we'll give you the world. That was the slogan, and there probably still is the slogan. Late at night in other parts of the country, if you go to 810, I think it's 810 or whatever it is on the AM dial, CBS News, CBS Radio News. You give us 15 minutes. We'll give you the... Why am I doing an ad for them? Screw you guys. anyway, in any event, in all events, and certainly in this event, Hater is... you know, there's really not much... You know, the thing that bothered me is that we can't... You know, we can't sign up because we would have immediately done some swiping. That's what they call it, right? Swiping? Yeah. and you do the swiping so that we could have found out things. But, you know, you have to think about this because I guess what I'm thinking about here, as I mentioned before, would you want to express who you are as a person by what you don't like? Or, and I think it has to, well, you have percentages there, like 30%. You know, I don't like it 50%. I don't half like it. I don't like it this much. I don't like
it's not like,
wonder if YouTube has a...
It's not like you can put, I only 50% dislike this. That's the percentage of responses. So when you say you dislike something, they'll say 59% people agree with this.
Oh, okay. Okay. So there's that. But the other thing is I would have to think about some of this stuff. And then, and what immediately what it did for me is I said, wait a second. I want to think about people I've really been close to in my life. Okay. And decide now if things I disliked meant that much to me based on the person. In other words, when you love something, you can share that something with someone. But they already have their own slant, opinion, mm-hmm. expression, and experiences with that thing. So maybe you can add a little something on your side because this is how you see it, this is how they see it. You could still get into a heck of a bunch of mess because we like that. You know, we like country music. How about two people like country music? They don't have to talk like that. I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. But because these characters come to my head just like Fat Rush. these cartoon characters come to my head because what the hell is that smell? And they said it like they meant like it was the first summer of their lives, right? It happens all the time. Every summer it would happen now and then.
It's the same guy who says it.
Yeah. And then, well, I mean, whoever it is, that person who's like, I would think that person works for the city, maybe. They pay him himself. What the hell is that smell?
Or like he works for the city dump to promote the dump by telling people how much it smells.
He's horrible, man. That's why. And then, you know what? Let me tell you something else, too. Once, you know, during the summer, the sanitation men, and that's what they call them now. I've told this story before, too. We're going to go back to the smell stuff. You know? I told this story once, too, and that is that the men, because the guy who lived next door to me when my father bought a house, the fellow who lived next door, worked in the sanitation department. These are the people who pick up the garbage, right? Mm-hmm. You know? Now, from the time I was a little kid till, I guess forever. When I left New York in 1978, I left New York. And they were always called garbage men. I always thought this was kind of demeaning. Hey, aren't you a garbage man? But this is, of course, how I, you know, how I always saw things or heard things. I went like, yes, he's a garbage man. Nobody ever says like, well, I mean, people say like, he's a very nice garbage man. Yeah, not like that rough, smelly garbage man. If you're a garbage man, the word garbage immediately brings, it goes to your brain and in your brain where you have categorized all the definitions of things and feelings and sensations, that part of your brain goes, whoa, a man made of a refuse. He's a man made of refuse, okay? You're not even a human. So they were garbage men. And everybody called them a garbage man. Now, if you were a guy who delivered milk, you were a milkman. It's okay. You'd be a milkman.
So people deliver
today,
garbage?
I always make the joke when the oil man comes to the house. I go, well, the oil man's coming today. I got to make sure he doesn't slip on down the driveway. You know, I gotta help him to get that thing. Like he slips and slides all over the place. Why? Because he's the oil man. Okay, the gas man. Well, you know him. You not only that, you don't want to light a cigarette. But you know the gas man blow up. And the gas man, hey, no, don't light that cigarette. There goes the gas man, another gas man. And then, TBS News, 5 gas men are killed. You give us 15 minutes, we'll give you the world. 5 gas men killed on 75th Street in Brooklyn. Okay. Doctors are doctors. I mean, say they're doctor. He's a doctor. You immediately know.
A doctor man.
But they would say what, they would define you by what you did. And yet, and it was to me, you'd be a garbage man. Garbageteer? Well, I mean, like, if you're a garbager. In other words, a plumber isn't a pipe man, okay? Like, my father was a plumber. He didn't go, he's a pipe man? He's a, right? What is it? It's a plumber. You're a carpenter. You're a carpenter. You're not a woodman. And yet, they were a woodman. Remember Snow White and the Woodman? They called them the woodman because he did what? Because he chopped down trees? Right? We don't know that, do we? He looked at me vacantly. Me, Frank Cotolo, man's name of doing the title of this show. Did I tell you who's going to be on next week? I think it's Kurt Brandel. Well, we're getting close to the end here now. Okay, so how we describe ourselves on this hater thing. I don't know how we can do this. Well, I guess we have to wait. I'll tell you what we'll do. When it comes back, when it comes on to, I'll have Ray back on. Summer's coming, so he'll be around. We'll have Ray back on, and I don't even know if that would be a fun display. You know, by that time, you will have known about it. You will have joined up or not joined up. But I just think this, what I was saying was I'd have to stop and think about what I don't like. Now, what do they do? I don't know what they do. Does something pop up? Do you just write a list like you, when you write what you do like? Do you write a list?
There's no writing.
There's no writing. So what comes up? Like a lasagna comes up and it says, do you like lasagna?
Yeah.
Really? So they, wait a second, hold on. So in other words, they're going to present things and ask you.
I feel like it's a community-based thing where someone can suggest something they don't like and then the rest of the community will vote on it.
But so when you go there, if you're going to get a profile, it doesn't say what foods don't you like and then you write the foods. What comes up? What do they do? Show pictures? That's what they were doing in that news report.
There's probably a feed on your profile where it says, like, Lindsay Denise just disliked cats.
You know, I'd rather hear you on radio eating than hear Rush Limbaugh talking. What he thinks is, you're supposed to eat while you're on the radio.
I know, but I feel like really a stale
hungry
donut.
Yeah, you really got hungry there. I'm getting hungry too. I'm going to have something after.
Not this donut.
I may have a slice of liverwurst inside of a cut English muffin. That sounds good.
Who can forget the smell of liverwurst?
Yeah, you would
inside
say
inside of a cut muffin.
And you know what? I would date someone.
It's like
you like
car smell.
You like liverwurst? But that's what I was talking about. I was talking about people who I knew, or who people I was close with people I've been intimate with, or anything close or any possible way. Did it bother me if they didn't like something? And those, if they didn't like something that I didn't like, it usually didn't have as much of an impact as whatever it was that kept us being friends, or whatever it was that we had in common. And you know what? So, this will alleviate. Well, first of all, it's not going to alleviate anything. You'll find out things you hate that they love, even after your date, right?
Well, I also can't envision a couple having sex, and then the guy midway just goes, you really didn't like the King Kong reboot? I gotta rethink this entire thing. Like, really?
Well, yeah, but they wouldn't, I don't know if they'd be talking about that.
Like, if it bothered you that much.
Well, then, no, you know what? People talk about what they like and don't like in sex. These days, they do it. In the old days, you used to do things and go, whoa, whoa, whoa. Someone would go, whoa, whoa, whoa. Well, you don't like that? I just don't do that. Or something, you know. Those moments as awkward can always be awkward in this, that, and the other thing that people talk about. But I wonder if that's involved. I wonder if they ask questions about, do you like sex in the bath? In the shower. Do you like sex in the shower? Someone goes, I hate sex in the shower.
Yeah, probably.
You're going to get somebody who hates, okay. So if you get somebody who hates sex in the shower, so what does that mean? Does that mean all sex is now no good? Is there someone somewhere who goes, I love sex, but it's got to be in the shower? This is called a fetish. In which case,
is a forum for you.
There are a number of places you could go if all you do is like this. You know, it's like, I can't have sex unless I piss on my socks first and then wear them. You know, that right. You know, it's, now wait a second. How many people, you know,
How many people do you know? And what do you know what happens to those socks? Huh? Smell them, you know, they smell like piss, plus whatever the sock smells like, right into the city dump, and that's part of the smell you get.
Hey, Jim, why does this car smell like piss socks?
Holy crap! Where's that new car smell?
Oh, I had sex last night, and I forgot to change my socks.
The thing is that, how would that ruin, in other words, if you don't like, someone goes, you know what, I love Italian food. Okay, I hate Italian food, says the person, right? All right. Let's not get Italian food.
Maybe we can agree on Polish.
Or maybe we could eat something else. Because there's no one person on the face of the earth who only likes one thing. And that's what ruined it. You know, she was gorgeous. She had hair like silk. Beautiful lips. She could sing. She could dance. Everything.
But she didn't like Goof Troop.
Wow, there's a reference I don't get at all. I left you the room to say it. What is Goof Troop?
It's a Disney movie, I think.
Oh, okay. Well, that would just be a movie, a single thing. Well, it's something that, like, I didn't like horror films. I see amazing. But I was going to say something even more ridiculous.
Who doesn't like a phrase, Goof Troop?
Well, I didn't know it. I like it now. And if I go on Hater, I will never say. But I like to do these things just for the hell of it. I like to, I'm as bad, and I'll admit this, I can be as bad as those people who just say bad things. And another way, it is, you know, just being dishonest or being, putting people, although I think this is why they built the internet, I think, really. Just to have this kind of,
Al Gore did it.
Just to have this kind of fun, you know what I mean? they let it get away from the people who wanted to share things. You know, they let it get away. They're every Tom, Dick, and Harry, because I told you from the beginning, when I came on this show and started this show, I said, the best thing about the internet is that anyone, anywhere can get onto the internet and usually do what they want to do. The worst thing about the internet is that anyone, anywhere can get on the internet. So the coin was always had two sides, and that was the name of that game. So, I can't see where one thing would be you'd still have to add up some things. And you know, if you think about the things that you dislike, you will find a common thread. There are things you dislike. And you'll, like this, I'd have to think of one, whatever, but I mean, in other words, suppose you're like, you know, I saw this movie I don't like Western movie. You don't like Western. No, he said, what am I trying to get at here? I'm trying to get that there's a stream. I didn't like Western movies, and then I didn't like this other movie I saw, I don't like movies about cowboys and stuff like that, but you know, I really liked Kevin Costner. In that one where he was a Navy guy and there was a murder. I said, well, okay, hold on a second. But you don't like, you couldn't, but Kevin Costner, who you say you like, really like, was in that cowboy movie. So, oh, well, yeah, I was like, I could watch it. I watched it, but I wouldn't watch, so you wouldn't watch him in a, well, maybe I'd watch him in a cowboy because I like it. Like, wait a second, hold on a second. Beep, 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 and CBS News, you give us 15 minutes. We'll give you a headache. So, I don't know, but then again, here's the main problem with me.
Now we're getting
concerning this kind of stuff. And that is that again, I'm going to look at all angles when it's not it's not an all angles thing. If you start critically thinking through this stuff, you lose the mass attraction of it. You have to get to the least common denominator to make something incredibly popular and successful. Something that does not strike the chord of the least common denominator won't strike many people. So if you're a very specialty type thing, there are people not going to go near you. So now, when they say dislike, and just in that news report, do you hear what they were talking about? The Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Okay, now wait a second. You're going to tell me that if you're absolutely mad about this man or woman or whatever it is, and that person's like, you know, I want to, you know, let's go Sunday to the planetarium. I don't know. Yeah. I got, you know, I really want to go there and I'd love to go there with you. Oh, Sunday, says the man, the person you're wanting. Oh, no, Sunday's the Super Bowl. I love the Super Bowl. And you're saying to yourself, I never watched a Super Bowl. I hate Super Bowl. But you know what? I don't want to ruin that Sunday. I'd rather be with that person. I think I'll go watch the Super Bowl with that person. And at the risk of sounding stupid because you don't know the game or whatever, maybe what would happen is that you would find out a lot more about the person through something they didn't like, through something you didn't like that they loved. So it's like, that's getting pretty technical. Do you think that somebody would go like, well, I can't come up with something now. I don't care how beautiful you are. I don't care what you like to read. I don't care about all those things. I don't care that you like to get up in the middle of the night and have scrambled eggs. I don't care that you like dark, thick, black coffee. I don't care that you like Starbucks. I don't care. None of that stuff. I'm just not going to sit there while you're at the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl. Why, if I had a bomb, I'd blow up the Super Bowl. You know, it's like, what? You're just, it's wait, just
if
not.
If I had
that,
a bowl, I'd a blow up. Oh.
It's just not that important. You know? So, and what if it's four things? What? Super Bowl. Listen, check it out. The guy's talking to his friend. Check it out. I was gonna go on a date. I saw this girl. She's gorgeous. And this is that other character. She's absolutely gorgeous. But check this out. She don't like the Super Bowl. She walked out on Guardians of the Galaxy movie. Right? Oh, yeah. Right? She, you know, check this out. She doesn't like to write email. All right? Okay. And she doesn't have a Facebook page. She just goes to Twitter. How am I going to go out with her?
And then, like, then his friend responds, oh, really? They all talk the same.
Yeah, right. And his friend says, I understand completely. You know, how are you going to make a decision that way? You're still going to see the person. You know, there's something about attraction that we'll never understand. But the other thing is that all the studies in the world, I say that. I don't know. I haven't read all the studies in the world. But I do know that there are studies, and this is where a very common, almost fable-like idea derives. But physical attraction is the first thing, okay? And it starts to take precedence over anything. So you're going to tell me that if there's something you don't like about and this, I don't like, now don't get me wrong, Clyde. Clyde, listen, I just want to tell you something.
I usually
don't go out with women three times my size.
I know that.
Three times my size. I draw the line at twice my size. Okay. But really, listen to this.
All right.
She likes baseball.
Oh,
and she likes to go there to the real games.
Oh.
Yeah. And she likes to pick up the checks and rest because she's a woman, right? You know, so regardless of how hideous I think she looks, regardless of the fact that if I had sex with her, I don't know if I'd come out alive because I can't breathe, I still want to love her and go out. It's like, that's not going to happen, okay? It's not going to happen. And I'm not trying to make fun of people. Who are you? Unless you're like Rush Limbaugh. Hey, fatty. Because that's just a bag of gas. If it was thin, it would be a bag of gas. So what about this hater thing? I don't know. Is it another gimmick? It's another guy. He works for Grossman Sachs. Grossman? What did I say? Grossman Sachs? Who cares about those guys? What is it? Any Grossingers? Grossingers, you know what Grossingers was? It was a resort in the Catskills. It was a resort in the Catskills where comics used to go. I'm playing Grossingers. You know, all these Jewish comics used to go. I'm playing Grossingers over the weekend. Yeah. Hello. I know you're out there. I can hear you breathing. Okay. And, this audience alive, or you're just a painting on the wall? Okay, that's what Grossing is. This guy used to work for a bit, and they quit his job because he has enough money to live, and he wants to make a lot of money on an app, because what does he have to frickin' do? Nothing, okay, it's great, I love it. But then he found an idea that may appeal totally. But if you really look at this stuff, and I'm using this as a metaphor, when I talk about almost anything, because taking things apart sometimes is not worth it if you enjoy something. You don't have to take things apart. Any one thing you love, you are not going to love things in it. People who love baseball hate things about baseball. People, sports in general. And you'll have a reason, whether the reason is ridiculous to anyone else, that won't matter. It just doesn't matter, okay? People who enjoy opera okay, can also enjoy heavy metal, okay? But they don't enjoy everything about heavy metal. And, you know, the other night I saw, now I forgot his name. Jim Brewer.
Oh,
Jim Brewer.
Yeah. Okay.
There's this thing called Comedy Jam, where the guys and gals come up and then they wind up singing
and
with the groups.
Jim Brewer resurfaced after 10 years.
Jim Brewer. Now, I never really cared for Jim Brewer when he was on Saturday Night Live. He just some funny faces and some things. That's all well and good, okay? But even something I disliked, I never ran after anything he did. And he popped up in these movies, always playing a stoner or whatever. Okay, fine. So it's like, okay, great. But there was, I saw him in a movie. That was his, it was him. He went on the road to do whatever comedy he does, okay? And he decided to bring his father. Now, I don't remember the name of this documentary, okay? But it's beautiful. I didn't like this guy. I didn't care where he came from, what he did, his family. Okay, it's all wonderful, all right? I'm just not going to run after this guy the way I would look for something else, okay? And he made this beautiful doc. I'm so glad that I did not dislike him enough to say, that's it, because that's what people do. I'm not even, get out of here.
Meanwhile, there were five couples that got married because they disliked Jim Brewer.
They probably, yeah, there's like, you know. And I don't remember the name, but look it up. Would you look up Jim Brewer on IMDb? I want to promote this.
The vows at that wedding. Do you take your husband to be your lawfully
get
wedded?
Get out of that Periscope. We're running out of time. Go to Jim Brewer. Fine. I want to say something about this.
Jeez.
You know, well, don't tease
me. What do you
me.
Think is this? Your show?
If you want to be, you know, if you want to be a good A-man, Charlie, you do what the host says to do.
Well, then maybe like, you should name Charlie.
Yeah, Ed McMahon had a lot of talents, but all he was able to do was goes, yes! Yes! Okay, so,
Jim, and Laughter for All? No.
No, it's a documentary of him, with his father, movie? Go ahead. A couple of years back.
I gotta go to IMDb. Actually.
That's where you should go. What are you doing?
I was checking Google.
Ay, ay, ay. My name is Frank Atolo. Man whose name adorns the title of the show. Very close to leaving you right now. Don't forget,
do you remember the year?
CatoloChronicles.blogspot.com. A couple of years ago, sometime. But, you know, look in a list of his movies.
I'm getting there.
And when you see the list, you'll see something that has to do with him on the road with his dad. I don't remember the title of it. And we'll watch for the blogs and Frank Atolo at Facebook. Find out what's happening and what we will be on, who'll be on with us, and what we will be doing next week and from there on in. What? Oh, come on! Wait. What is this? Weird. That's Bling. Who is this?
This is Jim Brewer.
Really?
Yes.
No, it's not Quitters. Oh, this is stuff he's been on. Okay, where are his movies?
These are his movies.
Okay.
You said it was him and his dad.
He was in this. Yeah, it's him and his dad are on this thing called No Crapshoot Web Junk. No Crooked Lines. No American Dummy. No. Well, he's done a lot more work than I thought. You know? Okay, hold on. We're almost.
You're already at half baked.
Oh, wow. Where is it? I'm a confused here.
You sure it was Jim Brewer?
Oh, I'm sure it was Jim Brewer. I know because I don't like him. yeah, I saw him in that. Okay, well, we'll have to find it.
I'll
find it somewhere. Look up Jim Brewer somewhere and you'll find that he did this documentary with him, running around with his dad.
More than me?
Is that it?
Actor, comedian,
Jim Brewer. What? Goes on the road? What does it say?
Let's see here.
Oh man. That's a very good point that I bring up. Okay.
Yep.
That's it?
More Than Me.
More Than Me, it's called. If you get a chance to see that on your Netflix or wherever you get it to watch it, it's a beautiful little piece. And it's the best thing he's ever done because it's very real. And, you should enjoy it, actually. But that's the point. The point is, you know, you can't, if you close yourself completely to everything, you may miss something entirely. So what you hate and what someone else hates might not be the answer. I don't expect everybody to critically think as I do, or which people, you know what you do? You overthink. What the hell is that smell? My name is Frank Atolo, the man whose name adorns the title of the show. We'll be back again next time. You know what's coming up? If you're listening live, we're going to be turning you over to Tom Savini! We're going to do that if you're listening live. If you're listening lifelike, check out what's happening on this station. In the meantime, in between time, good night, Mrs. Ernstwhile, wherever you may be located. Good night, Ray.
Bye.
And that was a goodbye from Ray Catolo. You can hear him wherever he is next time. He's over here. All right. We'll be back again one of these days. Go to the blog. Go to everything we talked about and see what you're doing. Do what you're seeing and hang in there. Yeah, I'm running out of words for now because I have nothing more to say.